Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this week. And how about this western swing and other things? My foot, both feet are tapping out here on the porch of my little cabin, listening to this great music. You know, I mentioned to you, maybe last week or a week before, about I was heading out on a javelina hunt up in North Texas, up around not too far from Seymour at Ranger Creek Ranch, one of my favorite places to hunt in the world. Well, I got back yesterday, and I did get a javelina. And that's what I want to talk about today. A good buddy of mine, Jeff Rice, who owns Buck and Bass Ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork. It's a private ranch, you know, but a lot of hog hunting there. Jeff, I think, had hunted javelina one time or had a shot at a javelina, but we actually hunted them up at Ranger Creek Ranch. And this country, folks, if you've never been up in that area, it's called the Cedar Breaks. And the Cedar Breaks are, it's like some deep canyons, really, really rugged country. But up on the high ground, if you didn't know the Cedar Breaks were there, it's just farmland, ranch land, you know. But the javelina, they disperse all over that country. They were stocked in there, actually. You know, javelinas from the South Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, that's their headquarters for javelina. But they were stocked there years ago by the huge Wagoner Ranch. I know a lot of you have probably heard of the Wagoner Ranch. Well, the Ranger Creek Ranch that's owned by my friend Ronell Scott, it's right adjacent to, they share a property line on one side there, maybe the east side of the property. But the javelina took back there 35 years ago when they stocked them. They put some covert pipe in the ground so javelina could go in when it got really, really cold and survive really frigid weather. Well, the numbers are good of javelina up there right now. Now, if you're a bow hunter, in my honest opinion, there is no more fun animal to hunt than javelina. Now, they run in groups of, you know, 8 to 12 is pretty common. And a big javelina, the biggest, it will be 60 pounds. Most of them are going to be about 35 pounds, 30, 35, maybe 40. The biggest one I've ever killed was just over 50 pounds. That was years ago out in Webb County. But the javelina, the numbers are good out there. The way you hunt them, the best way is scatter some corn out on a ranch road for a long ways, a few hundred yards, and in an area where you see javelina sign, and then get back and watch the road. When you see them come out, well, make a stalk, get downwind. They're not hard to get really close to if you play the wind right. They're, you know, they're not high up. Their height is low to the ground, so their visibility is limited too. But scent is the main thing you want to watch. Now, they will come to a predator call, a dying rabbit, you know. Just keep blowing it, blow it loud. I've had some success doing that. On this hunt, we were just baiting the roads and then spot them, and then ease up in there. The ones that we got there, they were within, we got them, stalked them back in the brush probably 30, 40 yards off the road. We spotted them before they got to the corn. But javelina is a very interesting animal. A lot of people get them, have a mistake for wild hogs, but they are not a swine. They're indigenous to, you know, the Southwest, desert Southwest here in the U.S., and I've read they're in South America and Central America. I believe different species of the collared peccary that we have here in the desert Southwest. But fun animal to hunt. I just made some javelina chili. Smoked it out in an old cast iron pot in my smoker for about 30, 40 minutes. Got a good smoke flavor, and then added the Wicks Fowler seasoning to it. It's very, very tasty. Folks, to learn more about javelina hunting, go online to rangercreekranch.com. Ronell Scott is the owner out there. Get the number, call Ronell, plan your hunt for next year, whatever. But a lot of hog hunting going on down there right now, too, which is an awesome thing to do this time of year. It's kind of an off-season hunt. Folks, I wish we had about another 10 minutes. We're out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun talking outdoors. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.